Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster back in the saddle with you again, along with Ed Alexander, Ed producing and engineering our show today. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, even though it feels like a Monday. It's May 26, 2015. Hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. It is very good to be back after a couple of really glorious weeks off in Aloha Land. Many thanks to Dan Shear, the editor of the Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, Tom Collier, our consumer affairs contributor, and our friend Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Thank you very much, Shelley, who is on the other side of the glass right now. But he's giving me the thumbs down, which means the market is having some real issues today. We'll talk with Shelley about that coming up at about 20 minutes past the hour on our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Coming up today, we're going to get things going with a conversation with the leader of the Tucson real estate industry. We'll follow that up with Shelley. And then at about 30 past the hour, we're going to spotlight the Tubac Center for the Arts. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. And today, we'll be talking with Dan Gibson about the arts. Dan is from Visit Tucson. The Buckmaster Show live line number is 790-2040. And our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. If you want to check out the Facebook page, my wife shot some fantastic pictures over in Hawaii, and we'd love to share those with you if you go to Bill Buckmaster on Facebook. Mark Leibowitz joins us now. Mark is the CEO of the Tucson Association of Realtors. Mark, how are you?
Doing really great. Thanks for having me today.
Mark, how are we doing now with the real estate scene? Of course, after the market went south, everything went south in 2008 and 9. Have we really picked things up now in 2015?
Well, that's a two-part answer. Yes and yes. We are not approaching the kind of activity that we had before the bust. And that was artificially driven, and it took it to unsustainable levels. But where we are today is a much more long-term, healthy market. For instance, so far in 2015, our sales year-to-date are up 4%. That's a really nice number and one that we can sustain over the course of the year. You know, Tucson's recovery came a little after the national recovery pace. So we're about 7-8 months behind, which means a good rest of this year and a really strong 2016.
One of the key factors, and you know this very well, Mark, because you've been in this business a long time, the real estate industry, but you look at the number of homes, what you call your inventory. And what is that inventory picture right now? What are kind of numbers are you looking at of homes that are available in the greater Tucson area?
As of the end of April, we had about 5,500 homes actively listed for sale. That's just about the same amount that we had in the previous year. And if we look at the math, if we look at how many months of inventory that might equal based on the monthly sales, it's a little under 5 months. So we like to see, to define a market that's in equilibrium, you know, not unreasonably favoring buyer or seller, the magic number is 6. So anything below 6 months, by definition, favors the seller. Anything above favors the buyer. So we're getting closer to equilibrium. 5,400 units is a little below where I'd like to be. And mostly what we have to do is figure out a way to bring new construction back online, I think.
And we're not seeing that new construction online. We are in some parts of town.
We are seeing limited segment of new homes construction, but what we desperately need is to bring first-time buyers back into the market. You know, back in 2010, 52% of our buyers were first-time homeowners. By the beginning of this year, that had fallen to 28%.
Wow.
Now, we're seeing some numbers recently that suggest that the number of cash buyers or investor buyers is diminishing, and the number of first-time buyers, particularly millennials, is on the increase. So that's a great thing for us to see, but we've got to bring product online for them, which typically is something below $200,000.
Are these people that are on the sidelines, are they waiting, do you think, for price the price point to even to come down, or what is it a matter of that they feel that they just can't afford to get into a home, and that they don't really have a lot of choice, so they have to rent?
It's a combination of education and credit repair. Many families had some damage done to their credit over these past 5 years. And then we do know that consumers are overwhelmed with the data that is available to them, but understanding how to process that data is something we sort of skip over. Consumers need to understand much more, particularly first-time homebuyers, about the process, understand what goes into this. And those are the two big things that we're working on right now as the realtor community.
Trying to educate people.
Trying to educate them, trying to be a confidant, trying to be an advisor, a counselor to, you know, what's the most complicated thing that for certain they have ever had as a family financially.
For those of us that do own homes in Tucson, what about the price of our homes? How has that changed? I hope it's changed going north.
Well, it has. Yeah. As a matter of fact, in March, we made some news by having the highest median home price that we'd had since 2009. Now, for year to date in 2015, our median home price is up 4%. Again, a number that we should be able to sustain. So we look to have annually somewhere between 5 and 7% of price appreciation or equity appreciation in the homes that we own. And we're seeing more what we're calling boomerang buyers, people who exited the market in a short sale or a foreclosure back in 2007 and 8, they're starting to come back now. So all of the signs look really good for us.
You know, we heard a lot about the so-called people that were underwater, and that influenced the market, certainly after the market went south so dramatically. Are we pretty much cleaned up that inventory?
We have returned
to water stuff.
it was something that I measured beginning in 2007. As of the end of last year, I stopped measuring it because it was no longer a driver in our market. And there's a story out today that says we are back to pre-recession levels. There's always going to be a small component of families who are behind on their mortgage. Unfortunately, some will not be able to correct that. But that's no longer the driver in our market that it once was.
What's the big challenge you see for Tucson? You're relatively new to our market. You've been in your position since pretty much the first of the year, coming from the Boise, Idaho area.
I think our challenge is, as we've seen expressed in the newspapers often, is jobs. We need to have jobs in Tucson that will support a family's desire to own their own home, or have good, safe, sustainable rental housing. And attracting those kinds of jobs is a challenge for every community, and you know, Tucson is sure one of those. We're also concerned about the long-term viability because of Pentagon budgets and defense budgets about the continuation of the A-10 program. And as Tucson, we have to compete really hard for the F-35 mission, and we have to do all we can to protect the A-10 missions.
All right, we have a call. Mark, if you would take this call. Roger has a question for us. Go ahead, Roger. You're with Mark Leibowitz, head of the Tucson Association of Realtors.
Yeah, Mark, what I wanted to comment on is a lot of people measure the Tucson market by how much it's gone up compared to what the low was. What we ought to actually be measuring the market with is the percentage it's off from what the highs were. Because Tucson fell a long distance when the drop came. So by saying it's a good thing houses went up $10,000, $20,000 on a $250,000 house is just saying that it could still be $100,000 off from what the highs were.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting at. We ought to measure it by take the high, what that price of the house is now, and how far is that off of that high?
Okay.
Well, I think that's a very good point. I like to try and maybe modify, not measure just how much we've recovered from the low or how much we've returned to the high, but in between. So what was the longer-term median price growth? For me, the importance about median home price is the trend, is the direction that it's going. is it over, and most of the data that I look at is in 3-year glimpses. So as I look at my 3-year look at 2013 to 2015 right now, I'm looking at trends. And from about the middle of 2014 forward, we've had month after month of improvement. So I agree with your observation, and I do think even when you apply that, we're looking at a really good recovery here. In 2013, in April, the median home price was 157. I'm sorry, 156, and that grew at the in 2015 up now to 170. So I think we're on the right path.
Well, as long as that curve is going up, I think we have something we can be really hang our hat on.
Exactly.
Mark Leibowitz, thank you very much for being with us, talking about the real estate situation here in Tucson. The summer months are coming up. Is this traditionally kind of the slow month or the slow time, or is this a good time in real estate when you're talking about families moving?
Well, as I've looked at the Tucson numbers, and they are new numbers for me, I really started my job here about March 1st. It does appear that the summer months here are not as busy for us as the months we were just coming out of. So we will see the kind of a path of, we've got a camel's hump of sales March, April, May, then we diminish all the way down to September.
Fair enough. Mark, thank you very much. Talk to you again sometime. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Mark Leibowitz with us on the Buckmaster Show. We push toward 12:16. It is a Tuesday afternoon on Buckmaster on AM 1030. KVOI The Voice. We're live streaming anywhere in the world at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is reminding you they have pigeon services with an alliterative pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's pigeon trapping and exclusion program, and you'll be pleased. Whew, getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you. Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering its promises, completing 149 out of 200 intersection improvements, 48 of 80 pedestrian safety crossings, 108 of 200 bus pullouts, and 226 miles of 500 promised bike lanes. Since the 2006 voter approval of the RTA plan, some 650 projects are completed. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Here he is, Mr. Shelley Fishman. First of all, Shelley, thank you very much for putting together two really good shows the two previous Tuesdays.
Well, hi, Bill.
While I was away. And
you're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to do it. I love doing it. And we had great guests. And, you know, we did kind of in-depth interviews. We only had two guests.
Yeah, you had
each
the downtown
day.
Show.
Yeah, and whole different perspective than I was expecting,
right?
From both Fletcher and Michael Keith.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very interesting. We had some good call-ins as well from the audience, and it was just a blast. Thanks.
And that show and the other one you did with our friend Terry Bracey
Terry
and Matt
Hines,
both
and
of those
Hines, right.
are in our archives at buckmastershow.com. So if people want to kind of get a real inside look on the downtown situation, mm-hmm. for sure, that's posted there as well.
Right, and we had some real good discussions with Terry and Matt about things going on in Washington. And again, a slightly different perspective than I think we normally get in the papers and the media all the time. So that was good because Matt just, you know, Dr. Hines just came back from Washington. He was there for almost a year working for the White House and communicating to the medical community about what the Health Care Act, the Affordable Health Care Act, is doing. And that's a very different perspective, just trying to eliminate some of the myths and the fears. And hearing that directly from the guy was interesting.
Well, while I was away, the market was performing pretty well, and then I
you
come back.
You should not have come back.
I come back, and it's a Tuesday, first of all. We've had some interesting Tuesdays, haven't we, Shelley? But now we're below the 18,000 mark again.
Down
what
220 points again. Well, we've got a couple of things going on here. First of all, we've had some very good economic news, and good economic news can have the effect of having the market fear that we're going to see earlier rather than later interest rate increases from the Fed. I don't think that's in the cards. As I've said all along, I would be surprised to see an increase in June. We might get one toward the end of the year, but it's not going to be very dramatic. And that was reinforced just, I think, yesterday by the vice chair of the Fed, who was speaking in Tel Aviv, I think. And he basically said, look, we are going to consider the effect of what we do in the United States on the economies around the world. And most specifically, he's talking about Europe. And so, you know, that I think sends a very strong signal that the Fed is going to be very careful not to upset the stimulus that we're seeing from the European Central Bank. And the other thing that's going on today, I think, is real concern over Greece and the fact that we're seeing interviews from people who are decision makers in this regard that indicate that maybe there is no easy way out of this, and the Greeks are seriously considering withdrawing, defaulting on their debt, and that would almost certainly mean a closer possibility of withdrawing from the euro. The uncertainty around that is just, such a downer for the markets.
Were there some earnings reports that were not good, too?
No, earnings reports were, in general about where you expect sometimes companies underperform a little, in some cases overperform. In fact, there's been some merger and acquisition activity over the past couple of weeks that has really been very, very interesting. So no, there's nothing fundamental that is moving the market downward or upward. Market is in a range right now where it's not at record highs when it comes to P/E ratios, forward-looking P/E ratios, but it's in the high range. And so it really takes something important to move it out of this sideways range that it's in right now. And we're not seeing that. So what's happening is the market is reacting on a day-to-day basis to the, you know, the headline du jour. And none of those headlines is very fundamental. Now, if Greece defaults and if they are not able to work something out to keep Greece in the eurozone, then you do have a fundamental change and there could be some snowballs that you know, we just don't know how Italy is going to react, how Spain is going to react, how Portugal is going to react. We know after the British election, I'm talking a lot, Bill.
I'm fascinated because we had been doing pretty well while I was away.
But we're still up for the year a little bit.
That's my next question. Right. Where are we right now?
About 2.5% for the year.
But we can't get again, as I've said before, the track.
Right, exactly. And with, you know, the British election and the looming renegotiation, now Britain isn't in the eurozone, but they are part of the European community. And what they're saying is they're going to put that up for a referendum. And before they do, they're going to try to renegotiate the deal. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of uncertainty now around Europe. You know, China is working to maintain their growth in the 7 to 8% range. The Japanese seem to be doing pretty well right now. And the emerging market economies seem to be doing okay. So, again, nothing spectacular, no shooting stars, no fireworks anywhere. But this market just, you know, up 200, down 200, up 200. It's very, very upsetting if you're an investor and you know, if you've kind of withdrawn, you don't know when it's right to get back in. And if you're in, you wonder, well, you know, what do I do now? And of course, you know, chasing the curve is never a good idea, but it's always on people's minds.
Energy seems to be rebounding.
Yeah.
The oil situation.
Oil prices
were up
a little bit. Futures are up a little bit. What's happened is that the secondary and tertiary recovery companies have cut back on their employment, cut back on their wells somewhat. But it hasn't been the stampede that so many people feared. And as a result, we're not seeing a real rout in that industry, and those people who are in the industry seem to have been able to cut costs and cut back on some of their production, and we're at least not right now seeing some of the disasters that were predicted, you know, 7 or 8 months ago.
So for the investor, where does this leave us?
Well, it leaves us where we were. If you're in it for the long run, stay where you are. If you're in a cash position, use days like today to, you know, buy stuff on the cheap. And if you are really fearful of market volatility because you may need the money in the near future, then you should be talking to your advisor about rebalancing the portfolio to make it less volatile.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with us. And Shelley, we've talked about it before. When someone has a question about perhaps they've never had any experience with a certified financial planner, and maybe they figure, well, I can do it myself, it's worth a call to just talk.
And absolutely.
Open the door,
first call,
and you know.
Sure, and the first call
doesn't cost
anything. Maybe
the person never's done anything with a financial planner. They don't know what to expect.
Right, or they're getting offers from, for instance, their 401k sponsor or whatever. People who have not necessarily the investor's best interests in the forefront of what they're doing. And so... What's really important is to get some advice from somebody who doesn't have anything to gain from or lose from giving that advice. That's why we think that fiduciary responsibility and being, you know, this certified financial planner thing is a really good way that potential investors or even experienced investors can seek advice and have some confidence that the advice they're getting is going to be in their best interests and from people who have experience in the industry.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
BuckmasterShow.com, but never on Tuesdays.
Never on Tuesdays.
Just kidding. BuckmasterShow.com or call me at 940-0884.
Okay, Shelley, thank you very much. Shelley Fishman.
Welcome back, Bill.
Well, thank you very much, Shell, for the work you did while I was away. That's going to do it for our Tuesday financial report, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine. Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $99 per month. Plus, get your first month free. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 8/30/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. You know, Silver City's at 6,000 feet elevation. That is ideal in the summertime. Nice, the cool nights, mild days, and they've got a big rodeo. The Pro Rodeo is June 3rd through the 6th. Some of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls compete at that cool 6,000-foot elevation. So Silver City is a great place to get away for a little weekend getaway this summer. You can find out about the wonderful places to stay, like Little Toad Creek Inn and Bear Mountain Lodge, at southwestnewmexico.org. They have a great website. It lists everything to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's time for the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And, of course, they had that classic hit, Mr. Bojangles. Also in June, buy your tickets for the Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn.
That's his wife.
Okay.
Yeah, they're married.
That's Dan Gibson, who we'll hear from in a second. They'll be together in concert, the husband and wife team, on June 11th. That duo have mastered the intricate art of duet, utilizing two banjos and one phenomenal voice. So you got the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band performing June 6th, and then Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn performing June 11th, and still ahead, Friday, July 24th. Mark your calendars. Lyle Lovett, Dan, is coming back.
And a sure sellout. So, yeah. I mean, if you're wanting to see Lyle Lovett, you want to get good tickets, mm-hmm. right? So you probably should go buy those now.
Right.
But that Lyle Lovett show, every time he's played here, has sold out. So heads up.
He has his large band with him.
Yes. I think he's played here before just like a solo thing. But this mm-hmm. is the full Lyle Lovett experience.
And to purchase tickets and to view the summer event schedule and the newly released fall season of shows, visit foxtucson.com. We are welcoming now to the program Mr. Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson. Dan, how are you?
I am well. I'm doing quite well. I was not in Hawaii.
Oh, it was very nice over there. I'm sure people that visit Maui and visit Big Island mm-hmm. Were very happy for myself and my wife. Like many tourists
right.
who go over there, we do all the attractions and spend a lot of money,
right.
just like we like people to come to Tucson.
I welcome that
idea.
To visit
Tucson.
It's summertime.
Yeah.
Plenty going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's start off.
Okay.
If you have not seen the Robert Barber Show at Mocha goes dark for most of June because mm-hmm. they're working on their installations. They've got a big water thing coming up. But Robert Barber, this show runs through May 31st. So if you have not seen it, you should see it. He served in World War II. He taught in TUSD for 30 years. 92 and a half years old,
what?
As he puts it. And has worked sort of this out of nowhere. He had some stuff in the Arizona Biennial a few years ago. But Mocha has put on this huge retrospective of his work, and it's incredible. I mean, there's sculpture, there's abstract stuff. He did a series of things about California freeways. He's an incredible artist, absolutely worth seeing, sort of this weird Tucson gem.
And the venue, how do you like the Mocha venue? It used to be a fire station, right?
No, it's they've done a great use of that space, and I think the summer thing that they have coming up will be another interesting use of it. They've had these large-scale installations and all these things. They're doing a great job over there. A lot changing at Mocha right now. But
And folks who have not been there, it is downtown.
265 South Church, right next to the police station. I mean, not that your listeners have been to the police station for any reason. But it's right in the heart of downtown.
You know, it used to be everybody said, well, everything just dies in Tucson in the summer. But as I read about all the events and the great acts coming to the Fox, this is a year-round town now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, Cinema La Placida, another example. Fun summer thing. This is a summer-only program. That kicked off on May 21st. This week, Thursday, May 28th, 7:30 p.m., you can see 1951 Strangers on a Train.
Oh, I like that movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Albert Hitchcock.
Sure.
Yeah. Socialite and a Tennis Army on a Train.
Yeah, classic movie.
They come up with a diabolical plan that doesn't go quite as well as they thought. $3 includes popcorn right there at Broadway and Church. You can wave at me. I'm probably still there. No, I won't be there at 7:30. But you can stop by our office. It's a great little spot. You can go get something to eat downtown beforehand. You can go to, say, Downtown Kitchen Cocktails. You can go to Street Taco. Any number of options. Great program. More for that, cinemalaplacita.com.
Okay.
U of A Museum of Art. Great shows all the time. They had one that that opens on May 29th called Beyond the Straight and Narrow. It is works from the museum's collection of geometric abstraction. Mm. Now, that was a movement I was not previously familiar with. However,
you're talking 1950s.
Exactly.
Right.
And sort of something coming back. You see it in a lot of street art. Mm-hmm. Stark patterns, these angular shapes, reflects the worlds in these non-objective formats. Artmuseum.arizona.edu. You can still see the Andy Warhol show that's there and their great collection. I mean, you could just stare at the Rothko for a couple hours if you want. It's great.
They have a great archive at the University of Arizona Museum of Art. A lot of people don't understand or realize that, but they've got tremendous stuff.
Yeah, they're just pulling stuff out of the archives for this geometric abstraction show. They're just like, oh, yeah, we've got these in a vault somewhere.
New curator over there, new director who is doing a great job.
Yeah, and he has a program coming up soon of his favorite pieces from the collection as well. So that
should
be fun. Art E Gallery. They're in St. Phillips Plaza. Friday, May 29th, 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in their center courtyard at St. Phillips. Mexican contemporary art by Alejandro Filio and Carmen Galvan. Bright, exciting work. Also, you can get some food. There's going to be music. You can stop by Reforma Cocina y Cantina there, which is a great restaurant from the Union Public House people. Mm-hmm. See some art. See some music. You can shop there, St. Phillips. That's a solid evening as it goes for me, as far as I'm concerned on Friday. Art E, the letter E, galleryaz.com. More, if it's, let's say you're on something, a little mix it up a little bit, Friday Night Live at Main Gate Square. That's also Friday, May 29th. The DeGrazia Band is performing Latin jazz. That's absolutely free.
Very
just show up. You can stop by No Anchovies. You can go to Pasco or Wilco, any number of restaurants. Stop by and see some Latin jazz. So, I mean, that's a pretty solid evening of entertainment as well.
So there are lots of things to do, and as you just pointed out, it won't cost you a lot of money.
Exactly. I think that's the best part of the summertime. Most of these things are at low cost. Mocha is dirt cheap. La Placida is $3. U of A Museum of Art, I think, is $6. Lots of stuff to do here that's absolutely affordable.
What else?
And as a note, this is a little, this is a plan ahead thing.
Okay.
As you may or you probably know, Calexico had a new album out this year. Mm-hmm. Some people consider it the best thing in their catalog. I would maybe agree. Very excellent record. Their tickets for their October 3rd show at the Rialto go on sale this Friday. So obviously Calexico, probably Tucson's most notable band. That show will absolutely sell out. So if you're wanting to see them on October 3rd, make sure you get your tickets probably on Friday. Get on the rialtotheater.com, click in there, make sure you get it set up for those. I have a few notes of the Fox. I know we're going to talk, you mentioned Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Bela Fleck are coming. This weekend, Eddie Izzard, British comedian, incredible comedian, known partially because he frequently performs in drag, but incredible comedian, social stuff, just a hilarious guy. He's doing two shows there, Friday the 29th and Saturday the 30th. This is a very big show for Tucson, I think, and a little bit under the radar. I don't know why this isn't a bigger deal, but Eddie Izzard is a big deal. He's played in the biggest venues of England and huge LA, all over the place. Coming to Tucson for two shows, so don't miss that. It's his Force Majeure tour. Those are words I'm not familiar. I don't know what those mean, but I'm going to run with it.
And that show is when?
That is a Friday, May 29th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, May 30th at 8 p.m.
And of course, summer, the museums, downtown Tucson Museum of Art, everybody's open and a great place to cool off, as they say.
Yeah, you're sort of running through the end of their seasons. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Tucson Museum of Art has announced their fall season, when they've got a whole bunch of great stuff. But they're still doing their retrospective of the 80s that they have there now. They're still, I'm trying to remember the show that's at Etherton, but they've got an incredible show of watercolors of a local artist. You can, there's plenty to do. Everything's still open. Tucson does not shut down for the summer, thankfully.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band has been, they've got a huge following.
Yeah,
I mean,
album,
almost not quite a Grateful Dead kind of following, but similar people really dig their, the people that do dig their music really love that group.
And the, you know, the Will the Circle Be Unbroken album, you know, this huge sort of like country rock, you know, amalgamation sort of in the history of the band and things like that. They followed that up with another version, another sequel to that in like in the 90s, I think. So, I mean, if you enjoy the country rock sort of things, like the Byrds, mm-hmm. Grateful Dead is a good example, yeah. Graham Parsons, stuff like that, even, I'm not a huge fan, but the Eagles, if that's your thing. Mm-hmm. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, you got to see that show. There may not be many tickets left, so I'd probably head over to their box office today or get online.
And we will tell folks about that right now. Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson does a great job. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, my pleasure.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. Visit foxtucson.com to view the list, the full list of summer concerts and the newly released schedule of our fall season shows. And again, Saturday, June 6th, the Fox presents the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. June 11th, enjoy the intricate banjo expertise and vocals of Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn as they present an explosion of old-time Americana music. July 24th, the Fox Theater welcomes Lyle Lovett and his large band. All of the tickets available to see the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, June 6th, Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, June 11th, and Lyle Lovett, July 24th. Visit foxtucson.com. Be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 650 projects to date, including pedestrian safety crossings, intersection safety improvements, and bus pullouts, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
American Openings is pleased to be a sponsor of Good News Radio Broadcasting, featuring local news and information on AM 1030 KVOI. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on KGMS 940 AM. Positive and encouraging music on 88.1 FM K-Love. And pop classics on KCEE 690 AM. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer, concerned about our community and proud to be a partner with Good News Radio to help make our community a better place.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for the Buckmaster Show, featuring a conversation with Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Executive Director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice, and with anywhere in the world live streaming, podcasts, and our complete show archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment presented by our friends Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice data and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. And Cox also wants all of the Buckmaster Show listeners to know about the vibrant nonprofit community that we have. So once a month, we profile a different nonprofit in Southern Arizona, and today it is the Tubac Center of the Arts. Karen Topping is here. Karen is the executive director of that fine organization. Karen, how are you?
I am very good. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you very much for coming in up from Tubac. This is that Tubac has become an arts community, hasn't it? Almost like the word artist colony, but it is a center for the arts.
It is. It is where art and history meet, and Tubac Center of the Arts is the core of art in Tubac. It's been in existence since the 1970s, when there was a group of artists that decided they needed a place to showcase their art. They didn't want to have it out on the fence posts any longer, and the art center was built. It's now, you know, it's one of the places that you do not want to miss when you go through the Santa Cruz Valley. Stop in Tubac, visit the art center. It is the core of art.
So what kind of programs, Karen, and events do you have at the center?
We are operating now year-round. We have a variety of programs. Of course, we have major exhibitions. There are anywhere from 7 to 8 throughout the season. Then we also have adult workshops. We have special programs for youth and education. Right now, we're getting ready for the summer arts program. It's in its 21st year, I believe, and it features classes that children aren't able to usually have now in the public schools. We draw students from all over the Santa Cruz Valley, from south of to Nogales and Sahuarita. We have teaching artists. We have teenagers that we hire to help, and these students are able to enjoy a wonderful, enriched summer program. In July, then, July 31st, we'll open our summer gallery. And the season kicks off again in September with exhibits. We do have a number of special events as well, and programs throughout the year for both youth and adults.
Was there one particular artist that kind of set in motion what was to become Tubac known as an arts community?
Yes, there was an artist well known by the name of Dale Nichols. He had an art school that he decided when he came from the Midwest that Tubac was the place. It was the light. There was the light, and there was the mountains. And it was after World War II, and he was able to attract a lot of returning veterans that wanted to study and learn about art. So he attracted, because of his name recognition, a lot of other artists from his school. He is one of our master artist now in our new master artist gallery. And when you visit the art center, that's the gallery you want to be sure to take time to see, because it features all of those artists that made Tubac known for art. And they are the ones who lived and worked in Tubac at one time or another. But he was one of the first.
And the light is it's fantastic down there. You've got an elevation of it's a little more than Tucson, and it's 3,500, 4,000 feet. And you really get really wonderful light down there. And the climate is so fantastic in the summer. People say, oh, everything's so hot in Arizona, but it's very mild and moderate in Tubac.
That's true. It is. And that's why we can enjoy being there year-round. And many visitors, you know, we're seeing more and more people not only living in the Santa Cruz Valley as year-round residents, but we see a lot of them are coming through in the summer. So we do have a summer gallery that I said opens July 31st, and you'll see lots of local artists there. That's when they rent our wall space. We have a wonderful party for everyone. And there are a number of other special events in the summer. One of them's coming up June 5th. Because of our pre-monsoon, we're going to have a wonderful concert in the park in Tubac. And it will be reggae in the park.
Very cool.
And it's going to be lots of fun.
And for the folks that were visiting during the past season, what did they find of most interest at the center?
Well, in addition to the Master Artist Gallery, for the last several years, we've had what we call our really high-impact exhibit. First one was the Best of the West, which featured art from the Mountain Oyster Club here in Tucson. Mm. And last year, we had a wonderful exhibit called Woven Nation and Under the Desert Stars. And that was a wonderful collection of Navajo rugs, weavings, blankets, and then the works of Maynard Dixon.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that was our exhibit last year, and it did attract a lot of attention. People were amazed, and they learned a lot about the collection of Steve Getzweiler's Navajo rugs and blankets, and as well as Maynard Dixon, who lived, in Tucson and painted beautiful landscapes and had a lot to do with making this area known for art.
And Steve, and I know Steve, and his textiles, Navajo textiles,
yes.
People come from really all over the world. Collectors come to visit him, and I believe he is in the Benson, Sonoyta areas where he has
his
home
gallery.
And gallery. But, I mean, to have that, some of his showings of his pieces with Maynard Dixon. I'm really sorry, Karen, that I missed that show.
it was a blockbuster.
And I didn't really hear about it, and that's why I wanted to bring you onto the program today, because sometimes your center sort of flies a little bit below the radar screen here in the Tucson area. So there is a lot of interest, I think, of Tucson area residents, because you can get down there in, 45 minutes or
easily.
So. Yeah.
Easily. So, and it's a wonderful day trip. You can come down, spend time at the Art Center, have lunch at one of the restaurants, walk around town, because it's a walk around town. It's a small enough village.
And I think one of the travel magazines named Tubac as one of the top destinations in America.
Conte Nast.
Mm-hmm. Conte Nast did, yeah. So that's fantastic publicity as well. So looking ahead to the new season, what will be some of the highlights, Karen?
Well, of special interest to people and all your listeners in the Tucson area, we are going to feature our next blockbuster high-impact show will be the Tucson 7. Now, some people say, well, who? The Tucson 7. This group of artists that now are known as the Tucson 7, many of them are names that, you know, you would recognize. And some of them are represented at Sutler's West Gallery, and we will have all of 7 of these artists in our master gallery for this next exhibit, and we're really looking forward to that. I know that the Tucson Museum of Art had an exhibit, the Tucson 7 Rides Again, a number of years ago, but they haven't been together since then. This will be the first time you can see them all.
When does that start, Karen?
That will start in November.
In November.
Mm-hmm. But it'll run through January.
Okay, so that's certainly going to be the highlight of the season, correct?
Correct. That's our high-impact show. But we also are having the Southwest Invitational in Tubac. That's a traveling exhibit of the best of art from all of Southern Arizona, and it will travel to six other locations, end up here in at the Phoenix Airport later. And so that will be a little earlier in the fall in our galleries.
Karen Topping, thank you very much. The best way to it's a small enough village that it won't be hard to find the center, correct?
Correct. You'll see us. We're right there on the on Plaza Road on the right. There's sculpture in front, and Tubac Center of the Arts really can't be missed. Come down, enjoy, and spend the day.
Thank you very much, Karen. Our monthly nonprofit profile has been presented by Cox Business. Cox Business. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show, kind of the welcome back Buckmaster Show after a couple weeks on vacation. Glad to be back with you folks. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe from 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. And Ed Alexander will be engineering those shows. And Ed, I have the pleasure of having Ed back with me at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon, the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.